Thank you, O Lord, in this bountiful season for the five senses that to relish your world. Thank you for the succulent smells of the fruits of the earth in the kitchens of our mothers and wives. Thank you for the odor of rich delta dirt on a warm, foggy winter morning. Thank you for the smell of wood smoke, especially that tinted with lightered pine. Thank you for the stew of odors distinct to our rivers and bayous, cypress needles, primal water, mud and decay, life and life to be. Thank you for the sound of voices of those who came before us and those who will carry our legacies into the future, our parents, grandparents, and our children. Thanks for the muffled wings of waterfowl above an overflow swamp and the belligerent snort of a doe at dusk. Thank you for haunting sounds of great horned owls and distant thunder. Thank you for the taste of spring mayhaws and autumn muscadines in the jellies of a late November Thursday. Thank you for the abundance of other native flavors, subtle and brash. Breast of teal, pecans, fillet of bass. Thank you for the taste of contentment. Thank you for the feel of a driving north wind as an Arctic front races for the Gulf. Thanks for the textures of sweet gum balls, feathers, gumbo clay, and beech bark. Thank you for the heat of an open fire and the warmth of an open heart. Thank you for the sight of falling leaves, fattening squirrels, and rising waters that foretell the change of seasons. As the sun approaches the solstice, thank you for lengthy shadows and longer sunsets. Thanks also for fleeting glimpses of a bobcat at dawn, of a shooting star on a rawbone night, of curiosity on the face of a young grandson. I pray, O Lord, for a sixth sense. Grant us common sense to be good stewards of these treasures. Amen.